Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the fifth Eli in Parsha Zachrimais. That's Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Ches. And the Pasuk continues talking about Karbonos Valeim Toimar, and to them you should say, Ish Ish Min Beis Yisrael, a man from Yisrael, Umenager Shiagar Besaychem, and from a ger that lives among you, Asher Yala Oila Zavach, that shall bring up a carbon oila or a zevach. A zevach is something that can be eaten as opposed to an oila which is completely burned. Val Pesach Oil Moid Loiv Yenu Lasu Zayzel Hashem, but to the entrance of the Moid he didn't bring it to perform it in front of Hashem, meaning he brought his carbon, but he didn't bring it in the Beis HaMekdash or in the Mishkan. That man shall be cut off from his nation. This is coming to tell us that a person who burns the limbs of a carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash, as if he's shechting it outside. If one person shechted it outside the Beis HaMikdash, the other one brought it up on his back outside the Beis HaMikdash, shneim chayavin, both of them are chayiv. Pasuk Tesen Rashi v'nichras, zarei nichras v'yomav nichrasin, his children are going to be cut off, meaning his children are going to die young, and he too is going to die young. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod. And a man from Bnei Yisrael or a ger that lives among you, asher yoichal kol dam, that shall eat any blood. And I shall turn my face towards the soul eating the blood, and I shall cut it off from among its people. Let's see the second Rashi in Pasuk Yod. Venosati fonai, I shall turn my face. What does it mean? I'm going to turn my face. So Rashi over here is explaining that fonai doesn't necessarily mean my face. Pinai shali, it means my free time. I'm going to clear my schedule, says Hashem, and I'm going to take all my time and focus it on that person that's eating blood. I'm going to turn away from all my dealings, says Hashem, and I'm going to deal with that person. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Aleph. Why is eating blood so bad? For the soul of the flesh is in the blood. And I've assigned it to you to put on the Mizbeach to bring about an atonement for your souls. For it's blood that's mechaper for the nefesh. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Yod Aleph. The soul of every creation is in its blood. That's why I've told you to put it on the Mizbeach to bring about an atonement for the nefesh of a person. Tava nefesh uschaper al nefesh. Take something which is nefesh, that's blood, and that should be mechaper for a different nefesh, which is the person. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Beis. Al kein amarti l'vnei Yisrael, kol nefesh mikem loisach adam. That's why I said to you, the Bnei Yisrael, any soul among you shall not eat blood. V'hager hagar b'soichem, and the ger that lives among you, loyach adam, he shall not eat blood. V'ish esh b'nei Yisrael, v'hager shagar b'soichem, and a man from Bnei Yisrael, or a ger that dwells among them, asher yotzud seid chaya, that shall trap a trapping of wild animals. Animal, or a bird that can be eaten, he shall spill its blood and cover it with dirt. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Yod Gimel, Asher Yotzod, Ainli Alatayud. I only know the Pasuk's talking about something that needs to be trapped like a wild animal and a bird. What about geese and chickens that are already considered trapped? You don't really have to trap them. Tamalomer, that's why the Pasuk says, Tzeid, Mikal Makim. Imkain Lomanemer Asher Yotzod, so why is it says Asher Yotzod? Shleich Habasar Elabazmanazais. And Asher Yachal, something that could be eaten, the Pasuk is emphasizing Pratlet Maim, excluding something which is not kosher, can't be eaten. Now this pasuk just told us that we have to do something called kisu adam when either a wild animal or a bird is shechted. So after its blood falls to the ground, we have to cover it over with dirt. That's the mitzvah of kisu adam. That's only by birds and wild animals and not by domesticated animals like cows, sheep, goats, and things like that. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yodalad, ki nefesh kol basar, for the soul of every flesh, damai benafshehu, its soul is in its blood. Va'omer l'bnei Yisrael, and therefore I tell the Bnei Yisrael, dam kol basar lo sechelu, don't eat the blood of every basar, ki nefesh kol basar Damahi, because the soul of every flesh is its blood. Call Eichavikaris, anyone that eats it shall be cut off. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yodalid, Damai Benafshehu, Damai Hu Loi Bimkaim Hanefesh. The blood is in place of the soul, Shahanefesh Tuliabai, because the Nefesh, the life force, is in the blood. Ki Nefesh Kal Basar Damahi, Hanefesh Hi Hadam, the Nefesh is the Dam. Batachomish Pasuk Tazvav with another thing. Bechal Nefesh Asher Teichal Nevelu Trefa, Be Ezra Chuvager, any Nefesh that shall eat Nevela or Trefa, either an Ezrach, that's a resident, or a Ger, the Chibas Begad. Of, he shall immerse his clothing, he shall immerse himself in water, he'll be tummy till the evening, and then he becomes pure. If he doesn't immerse his clothing, or he doesn't immerse his flesh, he doesn't go to the mikvah, he shall bear his sin. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dazvav, Asher Toichal Nevelu Trefa, Benivas Oif Tahar Dibra Kosov. The Pasuk's talking about the carcass of a kosher bird. It's a kosher bird that wasn't shechted. It only creates a toma when he's swallowing it. Filimetchatakani teaches you here, Shemetama Bachilos. Of Einu Matam Maga, it's only Matame him when he eats it and not if he touches it. Utrefa Murakan, the trefa that we're talking about here, Loinichtava Eladrash, the only purpose of writing it here, says Rashi, is because we get a drasha out of it. Let's go to the next pasuk, Tes Zayin in Rashi, Vinasa Avana, he shall bear his sin. Im Yoichal Kodesh, if he eats something which is Kodesh, Oyikonos Lamikdash, or he goes into the Beis HaMikdash and he didn't go to the mikvah, Chayav Al Tomazu Kachal Shar Tomas. He's Chayav for this type of Tumah, for going into the Beis HaMikdash or for eating something which is Kodesh, for being. being tame, this type of tama, namely not going to the mikvah after eating nevela. Ubasari loyer chatz v'nasa avani, says the pasuk, al rechitzas gufay anush kares. The fact that he didn't go to the mikvah and then let's say he went to the base of mikdash, he gets kares for that. Valkibas begadim b'malkas. And the fact that he didn't wash his clothing, and let's say he now takes his clothing and he throws them into the base of mikdash, so now there's tame clothing in the base of mikdash, he gets malkas for that. Back to chomesh perakir chaz pasuk aleph. V'adabar shal mesh alemer, Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Dabar b'nei Yisrael, speak to the b'nei Yisrael, v'amart alem and tell them, ani Hashem alekechem, I am Hashem your God. Now from here begins the parsha of Arayas, all the forbidden relationships. And we have a number of introductory psukim, this one being the first one that said, ani Hashem alekechem, I am Hashem your God. So Rashi over here, pasuk beis, tells us, ani Hashem alekechem, ani hu shamarti b'sinai, I'm the one that said at Sinai, anoich Hashem alekecha, v'kibatam alechem achusei, you accepted my kingdom upon you, me'ata kiblu gzeirosai, now you have to accept my gzeirus upon you. Rebbe says, Golav yadu alafanav, shesoifeli notek b'arayas me Ezra. It's revealed and known to Hashem that eventually in the days of Ezra, the Yidden were going to be drawn after Araya's adulterous relationships. Lefikach ba'alim b'gzeira, that's why he came with this gzeira. Ani Hashem alekechem, de'u mi gazer alechem. You should know who's making this decree on you. Dayan lipara, he's a judge that will punish you, b'nem l'shalim schar, but he's also trustworthy that he's going to give you your reward. Back to Chomash Pasuk Gimel, Kamasi Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Shaftim Bo Loisasu, like the deeds of the land of Mitzrayim in which you dwelled in, don't do like their deeds. Uchamasi Eretz Kanayin Asher Ani Mevi Eschem Shama Loisasu, and like the deeds of the land of Kanayin that I'm bringing you there, don't do like them. Uchukaseim Loisei Lechu, and don't go in their chukas. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Gimel, Magid teaches us Shemaseim Shal Mitzrayim Shal Kanayim Mikukalim Kala Umais. The deeds of the Mitzrayim and the deeds of the Kanayim, they were worse and more degenerate than all the other nations. But I say Makam Shiyashu by Yisrael Mikukal Menakol, and that place where Klai Yisrael dwelled in Mitzrayim, in Goshen, that was worse than every place in Mitzrayim itself. Asharni mevi eschem shama, I'm bringing you there, I'm bringing you to Eretz Yisrael. Magat she'osan amam she'kavshu Yisrael, that teaches us that the nations that Klai Yisrael conquered that were in Eretz Yisrael, miku kolam yaisir mikulam, they're worse than all the other nations. V'b'chukseim l'seilechu, says the pasuk, don't go in their chukai. Mai neich ha'kasav shloi amar, what did the pasuk leave over that wasn't said? It seems to be from the first part of the pasuk, it's pretty clear. Don't follow in the ways of the Mitzrayim, and don't follow in the ways of the Kananim. So why is it that now the pasuk seems to repeat itself by saying, says Rashi, Ela Elu Nimusa Shelhem. This is referring to their traditions. Dvar Machakukim Lahem, things that are etched in for them. They're very set in their ways. This is just what the non-Jews do. Kigan, for example, Tartiyos, it's Tadiyos, theaters and stadiums. Something that's not a law by them. You don't have to go to the theater. You don't have to go to the stadium. You don't have to be involved in their culture. But following their culture and traditions is something that fits under the pasuk of Uvukasem Loise Lechu. Rameir says, Elu Darke Amairi Shemanu Chachamim. This is referring to Darke Amairi that in Mesechus Shabbos, the Chacham list for us a whole bunch of dark emairi. Back to Chomesh Pasuk Dalud, as Mishpatai Tasu Veschukasai Tishmeru Lechas Bohem, you shall perform my judgments and you shall keep my decrees to go in them. Ani Hashem Lekechem, I am Hashem your God. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk Dalud, as Mishpatai Tasu, Elu Dvar Murim Batar B'Mishpat. This is something that's said in the Torah, that's a Mishpat, She'ilu Loinamru, even if the Torah wouldn't have said it, Hayu Kedai L'Amron, it would have been Kedai to say it anyway, meaning these are normative things that every society should have. Veschukasai Tishmeru, what's Chukas? Dvar Shehim Zeres HaMelech. This is something which is a decree from the king. She Yetzarha Mesh Valayim, the Yetzarha says, Lama lanu l'shamron, why should we keep these things? V'umas alei meishivin alei, and the umas ha'ilim also say things about them. Kagan, for example, achilas chazer, the person's nalati chazer, ulvishas shatnes, no wearing shatnes, v'taras mechatas, and the fact that a person could be sprinkled by mechatas, and all of a sudden that makes them tahar. L'kach nemer, ani Hashem. That's what it says, I'm Hashem. Gozarte aleichem, I made this decree on you, i'atem rashem lipater, you're not allowed to exempt yourself from it. L'lechas behem, the pasuk said, to go in them, al tipater mitaychem, don't leave them, shaloi taimar, don't say, l'mati chachamas Yisrael, I learned a lot of Jewish wisdom. I already learned the books. I already know the halacha. Now I'm going to go learn wisdom from other nations. Not only are you supposed to learn Yiddish wisdom, but you're also supposed to keep that wisdom and you're supposed to make it part of you and go in those ways. And you shall guard my chukas and mishpatim, asher yasa oisai ha'adam v'chai bohem, that a person shall do them and live through them. Ani Hashem, I'm Hashem. Let's just see Rashi over here, pasuk. Hey, ushmartim es chukasai. Rashi explains why is it that we have to repeat this again. The rabbis shardik duke aparsha shaloi per the kasav bohem, that the pasuk didn't specify. Davar acher, another reason why it has to be repeated. Litein shmir v'asiya l'chukim ushmir v'asiya l'mishpatim, so we can have this word shmira and asiya applied to both chukim and mishpatim. Lefi shaloi nasan el asiya l'mishpatim ushmir l'chukim, because previously we only had the word asiya by mishpatim and shmira by chukim. V'chai bohem, and you shall live through them. La'ilam haba, that means in olam haba a person's going to live by keeping the mitzvahs in this world. Shem tayim ba'olam hazeh, if you want to say a person keeps the mitzvahs, he's going to live in this world. That's not true, because v'arei soifeh humeis, eventually a person's going to die. So it must be that the v'chai bohem that the pasuk's talking about is that it's going to cause life for him in the next world. Ani Hashem, I'm Hashem. Once again, we've had this many times. Nema l'shalim schar. Hashem is trustworthy that he will pay a person the reward that they're deserving of. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with this sixth aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.